Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast that gears you up to cross the academic finish line with speed and smarts. Today, we're diving into a crucial skill every PhD student must master, time management. If you're like many of the students I've had the pleasure of coaching through their doctoral journeys, you've probably realized that managing time is not just about keeping a calendar. It's about steering your day in a direction that not only advances your research, but also preserves your sanity. Let me share a story that illuminates this perfectly. A few seasons back, I received an email from a listener, Jamie. She was juggling her dissertation with teaching responsibilities and felt constantly overwhelmed. One evening, after a particularly long day, Jamie found herself staring at her computer screen, not typing a word, just watching the cursor blink endlessly. This was her breaking point. Jamie decided it was time to rethink her approach to managing time. What Jamie did next is something we can all learn from. She started by defining clear boundaries for her work and her personal life, dedicating specific blocks of time to her dissertation work, and sticking to them as if they were meetings with her supervisor. She also began using a technique I often recommend, the Pomodoro technique, which involves working in focused bursts followed by short breaks. These changes didn't just help Jamie meet her deadlines, they transformed the way she approached her daily routines, making her academic journey more enjoyable and less of a strain on her well-being. So, whether you're drafting your proposal, slogging through your literature review, or in the depths of data analysis, remember, effective time management is about more than just finding time. It's about making the time you have work for you. Let's explore how you can apply these principles to get the most out of your PhD experience. We're focusing on understanding and overcoming time management challenges. If you're pursuing a PhD, you know that your days rarely look simple. Balancing research, coursework, teaching responsibilities, and personal life can sometimes feel like trying to keep plates spinning on poles all at the same time. So, let's dive into the common hurdles you might be facing. For starters, there's the research, a vast sea where time often seems to just disappear. It's easy to get lost in data, theory, or experimental setups. Then, there's coursework, which demands not just attendance, but active participation and preparation. Teaching responsibilities stack another layer of complexity, requiring you to prepare lessons, grade assignments, and support your own students. Amidst all these, we cannot forget the personal life, family, friends, and your own health, which are crucial, but often sidelined. What happens when these elements are not managed effectively? The consequences can be severe. Increased stress is a frequent visitor, leading to nights spent staring at the ceiling instead of resting. Missed deadlines become more common, putting you in a perpetual catch-up mode. The quality of your work might begin to suffer as you rush to meet timelines, and this is where the biggest risk enters: burnout. This state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion not only affects your academic performance, but can seep into every area of your life. Reflect on this for a moment. What's your biggest time thief right now? Identifying this can be the first step toward regaining control. In tackling these challenges, it's essential to recognize that effective time management isn't about squeezing as many tasks into your day as possible. It's about simplifying how you work, setting priorities, and being okay with the fact that sometimes not everything will get done. And that's perfectly fine. It's about making sure that what you do well. In the next segment, we'll explore strategies that can help you transform your approach to time management, ensuring you're not just busy, but productive. So stay tuned and let's make every minute count. Let's move into the fundamental time management strategies that can help you not just survive, but thrive during your PhD journey. First up is prioritization. One of the most effective tools I recommend is the Eisenhower box, also known as the Urgent Important Matrix. This tool helps you decide on and prioritize tasks by categorizing them as urgent, important, both, or neither. Here's how it works. Urgent and important tasks need immediate attention. Important but not urgent tasks are necessary but don't need to be completed right now. Urgent but not important tasks demand attention but may not necessarily drive your overall goals forward. Neither urgent nor important tasks are the ones you can probably skip or delegate. Using this matrix allows you to focus on what truly moves your research and studies forward, reducing the clutter of less impactful tasks. Next, let's talk about planning. Keeping a weekly or monthly planner can be a game changer. It helps you visualize your deadlines and commitments, enabling you to plan your work around these critical dates. Now, whether you choose a digital planner or stick to the classic paper version depends on your personal preference. Digital planners can send you reminders and are easily editable, while paper planners might give you the satisfaction of physically checking off completed tasks. Tools like Google Calendar, Trello, or Asana can be invaluable for keeping track of your tasks and deadlines. Batching and time blocking are next on our list. Batching involves grouping similar tasks together to reduce the time spent switching between tasks. For example, dedicate specific blocks of time to read articles, write sections of your dissertation, or handle administrative tasks. Time blocking helps you commit to these tasks during designated times, enhancing focus and efficiency. This method trains your brain to focus on one type of task at a time, significantly boosting your productivity. Lastly, let's discuss delegation and saying no. These are crucial yet often overlooked aspects of time management. If you're involved in teaching or managing research projects, learn to delegate tasks where possible. It not only helps you manage your workload, but also builds trust and skills in others. Equally important is the ability to say no. Protecting your time means being selective about taking on new commitments, especially if they might distract from your high priority goals. By implementing these strategies, you create a robust framework that supports your academic journey, letting you manage your time effectively rather than being managed by it. Remember, every minute you save with efficient time management is a minute you can spend pushing your research forward or just catching your breath. So, take these strategies, tailor them to your needs, and watch how they transform your PhD experience. In this segment, we're putting our time management strategies into action, tailoring them to a typical week in the life of a PhD student. Let's explore how to weave these strategies into your daily routine to balance your academic and personal life efficiently. Imagine it's Monday morning and you're gearing up for the week. Planning is your first step. Take a moment to look at your digital or paper planner. See what deadlines are approaching and what meetings or classes you have scheduled. Use time blocking to allocate specific hours of your day to different tasks. For instance, block a couple of hours in the morning for research when you're most alert and creative. Reserve less demanding tasks like emails or administrative chores for your less energetic times, perhaps after lunch. On Tuesday, you might have teaching duties. Here's where batching comes into play. Prepare for all your classes at once early in the week, creating a batch task that allows you to focus and reduce the time spent switching gears throughout the week. Use the Eisenhower box to prioritize any new tasks that come your way. Ask yourself, is preparing for next week's lecture urgent? Yes, but it's not urgent right now. Schedule it accordingly. Midweek, check in on your delegation skills. Perhaps you're working with a group of undergraduate students on a research project. Delegate data collection tasks to them, which not only frees up your time, but also helps them learn. And if someone asks you to take on additional responsibilities, remember the power of saying no. Protecting your prime time for high priority tasks is crucial. As the week progresses, use Thursday to review your progress. This regular review is a part of fostering consistency and routine, ensuring that you're on track and adjusting your schedule as needed. It's also a good time to plan any personal activities for the weekend, ensuring you maintain a healthy balance between research and life. Come Friday, reflect on your week. How well did you manage your time? Were there periods where you felt overwhelmed? Use this reflection to tweak your approach. Perhaps you realize you've been overloading your mornings, leaving you drained by afternoon. Adjust your time blocks to distribute your energy more evenly throughout the day. Weekends shouldn't just be for catching up on work you couldn't get to during the week. They're essential for recharging. Engage in activities that rejuvenate you, be it reading for pleasure, hiking, or spending time with friends and family. Remember, avoiding burnout is not about avoiding work. It's about balancing it so well that work becomes a part of a life well lived, not the entirety of it. By consistently applying these strategies, you'll find that managing your academic and personal life doesn't have to be a daunting task. It's about making small, deliberate choices that add up to significant, productive changes. Keep refining your methods, and soon you'll see not just improved productivity, but also enhanced well-being. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's briefly revisit the essential strategies we've covered: prioritization, planning, batching, and consistency. These are your pillars for mastering time management throughout your PhD journey. Prioritization helps you see what needs your attention first. Planning organizes your efforts. Batching maximizes your efficiency. And maintaining consistency ensures that these practices become more than just good habits. They become your second nature. I encourage you to choose one of these strategies and try incorporating it into your schedule next week. Notice the changes. Maybe you'll find yourself less stressed, more productive, or even finishing tasks quicker than expected. And I'd love to hear about your experiences. Feel free to share your stories with us on social media or drop us an email. Your insights not only enrich your learning, but also help build a community of mutual support and growth. Before we sign off, remember to subscribe to our podcast for more practical insights. Next week, we'll be diving into effective communication strategies for academic collaborations, something you won't want to miss, especially if teamwork feels like a tricky part of your academic life. So, until next time, take a little step today towards better time management, and let's make those academic goals a bit more attainable. Thank you for joining me on Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm looking forward to your stories and to seeing you next episode. Keep pushing forward.